Doch, hello. Hello, Paul. Can I hold you?
Okay, good afternoon. We'll start with the broadcast section today. Gary Cottrell and Sky Sports News. Gary.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. I've just got a few injury updates. Thiago Silva?
Yes, minor injury, but I think he's out for tomorrow. He's not available.
He's out?
Yeah, he's not available.
Just for tomorrow or for next weekend as
well? After, it's like we need to assess him, you know, day by day.
And then
Yes, they are okay. They recovered well, and yes, they are available for tomorrow, yes.
Any other updates? I was going to ask about Robert Sanchez.
Robert Sanchez is available. Yes, too. It's a good news. Another. Carney Chukwuemeka, that suffered a twist his ankle during the 2 days ago. And he suffered a twist in his ankle and he's out.
So another setback for Cardi, but great news as far as Robert's concerned.
Yes, always it's good to recover a player that, you know, was playing a lot. And yes, to be available again is a good thing for the team.
I mean, his replacement's done nothing wrong, but I'm assuming Robert will come straight back into the side, will he?
You will see.
And great timing.
It's very good to be back. I think always, you never know in football what can happen. You know, I think it's better to have all the players available as soon as possible and be ready to play if we decide to choose them, you know.
Return to the Etihad for Cole. Do you think he's got something to prove?
No, he's not this type of player that needs to prove nothing. I think he really, you know, is very grateful with his period in Manchester City, and he left the club because he wanted to find, you know, another challenge or to have the possibility to play more. And yes, here was he adapted very well, and he was lucky because he's playing a lot of game here. No, but I think he's going to be there trying to play and to perform for him and for his team. For his team.
Do you think Pep Guardiola regrets selling him?
No, but that is a question for him. Look, for me, Manchester City have an amazing squad, unbelievable player, and of course, the decision, I think, is not regret or no regret. Like sometimes we make some decision that always we think in the best for the team, and that doesn't mean that it's good or not so good player. It's about that sometimes the period or the circumstance didn't match. And that situation can happen. Player want to leave, and you cannot stop because you cannot provide the game time. You know, it's unfair to say that is they are going to regret, or it's unfair that they cannot give the chance, because Manchester City is doing really well. It's one of the best teams on the world, and it's not easy to find the space to play for a young guy. If I like him, yes, of course. Like a coach, of course.
As a man.
Gary, your question confused me. Nah, I admire him, of course.
Obviously, there's been a few bits of history between you, that Harry Kane team, what's called.
But that is part of the business. Part of the business. No, because look, I was so angry with the referee, remember? That is why, and then apologize public, you know, in my press conference after the game. Of course, it's not going to happen again. It's not going to happen again because I was so upset with the referee, and I go like an arrow through the, you know, to the pitch to try to fight with the referee. Big mistake. And I say sorry again. I say sorry again because I need to be more calm and relaxed and to show respect to the opponent. And that's why I feel really bad, but okay, I apologize again.
You know, like everybody, everybody?
No, not everybody. No, no. I am a nice guy, but not too nice, you know?
He's got a good record against you over the years, but you probably know this, if you can win tomorrow, you'll become the only manager apart from Jose Mourinho to beat Pep with four different teams. Does that make sense?
But that is an anecdote that I think is not important for me. And of course, Pep is an unbelievable coach, one of the greatest coaches ever on football, and of course always was in clubs with the possibility to win, like Barcelona, Bayern Munich and Manchester City. And of course, not only me, the record are not so good against him. It's too many coaches we suffer, you know, him and his teams. But I think is the most important is to be involved in this game with the possibility to face a team like Manchester City and the possibility to face him, the team that always challenge, you know, is a big challenge for us. It's always a great opportunity to learn from the best, you know.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Gary.
Thank you. Sir Ryan.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. We've seen Modric develop the more game time he gets. So how, as a manager, do you continue to develop a very young player like himself when he's going through a period where he's getting less minutes?
Because it's part of the evolution, the development. I think they need to feel sometimes the pain when no play. Young guys also, because if not, it's all is so easy, and I think it's difficult to grow and to be more mature and to realize what in which area you need to improve. I think that is most important thing is in the way that you are going to manage this type of situation. And then, like always I say, it's always up to them to cross the limit or to reach the level that we think that they have. And of course, that always is a massive challenge for our coaching staff.
Some of the best we've seen of Enzo and Caicedo this season has been when Enzo drops a bit deeper to play make and plays closer to Caicedo on the pitch. Is that where you see him in his best position, or can we move further up the pitch sometimes?
No, sometimes it's different knowing how we see the things. I don't believe that he's now playing deeper, you know, Enzo. I think always we saw that he was a player with the capacity to build, you know, and our build up and using him and his quality. And then to arrive to the opposite box with the possibility to score. And now I think the capacity now to move, to run, I think is improving a lot. And that is why now we can see him building from back and also arriving and scoring goals like Palace in the last minute. After 90 minutes, if you can see, I think it was 70 or 60 meters, is a signal that he's improving a lot. You know, his capacity to move on the pitch. And always it's about always time, because from the beginning always was more, or in the season before that we arrived, was more static, playing more in a position and not to cover space. But he's a player with the capacity, like you say, no, here in England, box to box. He has the capacity to play like box to box. He has the capacity to score goals because of the technique that he has. And of course, to build from back and help the team, you know, to try to clean the ball when the opponent go to press, you know.
The club recalled Cassidy from Leicester's loan. He got decent minutes there, 25 appearances. What's your plan for him in the squad going forward and how you want to use him?
I think, it was a tough decision because he was playing on Leicester and we didn't want to cut his, you know, development. But with the injuries of Lavia and Leslie Ucuche, I think we needed. And of course, Carney, that was suffering some setback, I think we need another midfielder, because if you see the squad, it's only Enzo and Moy and then Connor. and not another real midfielder, no? And I think we were talking with him, we explained the situation. We explained that maybe we will use or not, and it was his decision to come back, you know, and he was happy to come back. It's not we forced to come back, because if we feel some doubt on him to come back, for course we will find different solution. He was so kind to come back to Chelsea and help us in any way, and that is why we took the decision together to make him again be part of the squad. And of course, we played some FA Cup and Carabao Cup in this period, and he's not available for that because he already played with Leicester. That is bad luck for him and for us. But of course, now he's going to be involved in the Premier League games. You're welcome.
Bradley Talk Sport.
Hi, Mauricio. Hello. You mentioned how it was an incredible game last time Man City and Chelsea played each other 4-4. What lessons can you take from that game? Because it showcased that on your day, you could compete with one of the greatest teams in the world.
I think the lesson is that we are going to play and to face a very good team, one of the best in the world. But at the same time, you need to be brave enough and to try to, you know, to force them to defend, to run backward, face to the goal. If only we go there and wait and see what is going on, I think it's a team that can dominate you and it's going to make suffer. I think the most important thing that we realize that we need to attack, and after we need to be able to run and to make the effort all together. Okay, after it's some tactic question that we need to be aware, but of course, the most important thing is to go there and to be brave and to challenge them in being brave. No?
There's been lots of debate about where Man City rank in terms of being one of the greatest teams in Premier League history. What's your view? Where do they rank in your view?
For sure, one of the best you need to put, you know, in the on the top for sure, with another teams that make history here in England. But for sure, he's going to be there, Manchester City.
You talked about Cole Palmer earlier and going back to Man City. Are you surprised, by the way, he's hit the ground running so quickly at Chelsea, and how he's adapted so quickly to become such a key player in your side?
Yes, he's a player that is, I don't want to be wrong, no? But today one person here in the staff said to me, in the club staff said to me, he's from Manchester, but he looks like a Brazilian, Argentino, or has, you know, the capacity to adapt so quick. Because sometimes, you know, I think one of our strengths, no, Argentine people, Brazilian, South American people, is that they came to Europe and we survive and we adapt very quick. And sometimes people that maybe is from here came from Manchester to the south, or the south from to the north, and it's so difficult to adapt because the weather, or because the language, or because, you know, all is different, and they suffer. But for him was to come right to the club, and I think that is the key. He adapted very, very quick to the life here in Coban, in London, London, and on the club. And I think that make him to show his talent.
Thank you. BBC, Alex.
Hi, Mauricio. Probably not after that answer you just gave, but will you have to speak to Cole Palmer about going back to the Etihad? It'll be such a new experience for him to play against Manchester City there.
I don't know how to use es un pícaro, es un... Yes, it's very smart. It's difficult to find in Spanish is a word, but that show how he is, but in English, I don't know. He's in between smart, clever, naughty, you know, is so emotional, intelligent and emotional. And he doesn't care. He's going to go there and play. Can play good or not so good, but it's not because of the pressure.
Playing against Manchester City is always one of the biggest games of the season, but is this one more important because of the match that follows after it, that you come out with a positive feeling?
Look, In a normal team, I think, yes, I agree with you. But we are a team that we have up and down, you know, and still we need to find our maturity and our consistency. I think we need to first tomorrow to think and to try to win and then see what happens in the next one. I think it's not going to be a consequence in case to win the game or not to win the game that is going to affect after the game against Liverpool. But you can see after Wolverhampton, I think we made one of the best, show our best performance of the season in a pitch or in a stadium that I think was the second best, you know, Aston Villa, that is that was in the top four in this moment and was doing so well. And the team performed fantastic. That is why it's difficult to guess what is going to happen, you know.
Thank you. You're welcome. Last question in the broadcast, Simon Johnson.
Hey, Richard.
Hello.
Nicholas Jackson. He got booked again. Mm-hmm.
You see me when, like, bam, in his, when I ride to the dugout? Yeah, but I think he's bad, but he's good. Care about the team, the club, the teammate, and he expressed his happiness and didn't think that it's going to be booked. And now he's only one, no? For one more, he's going to play 2 games. Yes, it's part of this amazing and exciting history that we are living.
So you weren't too angry.
Sorry?
You weren't too angry with him this time. Not
too much. It's okay, if you're an experienced player, made this, okay, maybe yes. You know, and 30-year-old player with all the experience and happened what happened with him, okay, but with him that is young and he want to share with the fans because, you know, I think the most important thing is yes, I prefer that to be on the bench sad because he didn't score and because it was sad, you know? And he wanted to share with the fans and with the teammate the happiness and this bond, I think, that started to appear in between the fans and the player, I think, make us very, very happy because is that what we need, you know? I think we were talking after Wolverhampton that we need the help, and I think it was fantastic, the help. I think if we won the game, it's part of also because of the help of the fans that they were there, fantastic with us, sending the energy. And that is why he wanted to go and share and say, I am part also of this football club, no? But okay, now is we are going to suffer if he will get another yellow card, 2-game ban, you know?
Thank you.